You're listening to NWPB, and it's time for StoryCorps Northwest. What does it take to lead a championship-winning wrestling team? This week, former coach Dick Dean talks to John Lane, a former student, about how Dean became a coach. Both are from Moses Lake.
In high school, I had the lead role in three high school plays. I can't read. I still can't read very well. What happened is they invented a thing called X-ray. And they tried the X-ray in 1937 when I was born, and they burnt the optic nerves in my brain. I don't have vision on my left side, so nothing comes up. So I would sit in the very back of the room in the middle aisle, and the teacher would say, now we're going to read today, so get your books out. And I would sit there knowing that she would start from the left or the right. She said, everybody's going to read a paragraph, so I'd sit there, count out how many paragraphs till my name came up. I'd read it three or four, five, six times. And then what would happen is sometimes she would say, oh, Billy, you did such a good job. Read the next two paragraphs. So I had to, in order to keep from looking dumb and stupid, I would defy the community and cause a ruckus and get my tail end kicked out of the classroom. And I got 17 hacks. But I never looked stupid.
You went to Central, and what did you study there?
Central Washington College of Education. I had the opportunity to have the greatest instructors in the world. They were the men and women that came back from the Korean War, and they spoke and they directed people in a positive way. And I had these people, and I decided, I want to be like them. I got involved into coaching. And one of my coaches was Eric Beardsley, who's invented wrestling in Moses Lake. And he helped me get started. And I started coaching, and I had a lot of success, a great amount of success. But it wasn't because of me. It was because of the family and my relationship with adults and parents.
You're in the Hall of Fame. You've had some amazing success as a coach. That's a big part of your story.
A big part of it is that I'm lucky to have had the opportunity, and my teams won four state championships. We got second twice, and what's interesting is I lost two more state championships by a total of 3 points. I've had 20 state champions, 11 second place champions, 11 third place, 10 fourth place. We fit in the top 10, 11 of the 13 years that I coached high school at Moses Lake, in the top 10 spots. So I really had, and they asked me, how do you do this? And it was just enthusiasm and parents making winning teams, helping kids be successful. I had a telephone number, 765-4321. And they said, why'd you get that phone number? I said, because if my school kids or whoever it is needs any help, they can call me in the middle of the night and I'll be there.
Well, the tradition and history that you've been involved with in Moses Lake Wrestling, and I always said the toughest matches I had all year were in the wrestling room. And that when you got to the tournaments or the matches, it wasn't easy, but you were well prepared because you had the greatest wrestlers in that wrestling room, and practices were such that every day we made ourselves better, and you were a big part of that. So I want to thank you for that.